This year, Santa's bringing the power of Energizer into his workshop.
Whoa, the Energizer Bunny's got so much power.
Wait, he's powered up all the toys. I think that means we're done for the year.
I love this bunny.
He's the hardest working helper the North Pole has ever seen. And he wants all your gifts to have the power of the number one longest lasting AA battery. So this holiday season, stock up on Santa's and the elves' favorite battery, Energizer Ultimate Lithium.
This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
And greetings and salutations, amigos and amigas. Welcome to the best show on your radio. It's the Wednesday Groove-a-thon known as Freddie and Harry. Thank you very much with Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. We are presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in. And also that smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Now, we know that Harry Douglas, he's been everywhere, man. He's been everywhere. But this weekend, I don't know if he's opening for the Dave Matthews Band or Usher, but he's going to go everywhere. He's in New York today because he's going to do Get Up tomorrow between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Mike Greenberg and the crew on ESPN. He's then going to fly back to Atlanta because tomorrow is Halloween, and he's not going to leave his son, Princey, and his daughter, Harrison, fatherless. They go trick-or-treating around Casa de Douglas.
Well, also, I tested my wife a little bit. I said, hey, babe, I don't really have to come back home to go trick-or-treating, right, with the kids.
Right.
And she gave me this look,
mm-hmm.
and it was a nasty look. And my wife has probably only given me three nasty looks since I've known her.
Right.
So that basically told me, you bring your ass back home.
Right. Do you really want to sleep outside?
Exactly.
Apparently you do, because there's no reason, as much as she does anyway, to just say, add one more on her plate, as far as that goes. You must really want to sleep outside with Fido and, you know, and a Muffy outside when it comes to the doghouse, when it comes to that. So after he does that tomorrow for the Halloween, he's going to fly in the Happy Valley, well, Pittsburgh first, so to get ready to be part of Countdown to College Game then Saturday, involving the big matchup of the weekend, number 2 Penn State, taking on number 3 Ohio State. Your frequent flyer miles must be utterly, utterly, utterly insane.
I've been Diamond on Delta since April.
What?
Yeah, since April.
Man, that's ridiculous.
Since April. I get the most sleep on airplanes, literally.
Oh, because you're
every
always
week.
On them.
Yep, every week I get the most sleep on planes.
They should literally have like your own personal room reserved for Mr. Douglas. This way no one can bother you. You get the prerequisite amount of sleep. You can get some work done, because as much as you travel on planes, there should be that part of that accommodation.
But Freddie, as soon as I get done with Countdown to College Game Day,
mm-hmm.
I immediately have to drive those 2 hours and 45 minutes back to Pittsburgh to catch a flight to Buffalo because I'm on ESPN Radio with Steve Levy to call the Dolphins and Bills game.
You know what you need to do before you leave for these trips? Text your kids the picture of you so they don't forget what you look like.
No, I'm always FaceTime them. Always
yes,
FaceTime them.
You do.
Morning
yes, you
times,
do.
Throughout the day. I do homework sometimes on FaceTime.
Okay.
So making sure I'm present.
Right.
Even when I'm not home.
That's spot on by you, because too many parents and too many kids will go away and do their thing and not stay in touch with people. And Lord knows, we have the technology to do such things when it comes to staying in touch. You can always stay in touch with us. Be a part of Freddie Harry Nation or Dr. Pepper, call on the line. So hit us up at 888-SAY-ESPN. That is 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It's not college football season or Harry opening up for Usher and Dave Matthews Band all over the country without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper. College football, it's a Pepper thing.
The main thing, the main 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 thing.
The main thing with Freddie and Harry.
You know you have 15 seconds of fame when your favorite team was not swept, and nobody is talking about that when it comes to New York Yankees finally finding a way to get a win against the Los Angeles Dodgers. It didn't look good early for the boys in the pinstripes, mainly because Freddie Freeman is determined to hit a home run every playoff game that he's going to play the rest of this playoff series. He hit another one last night, the sixth straight game he's hit a home run. A great sign was in the outfield saying, Freddie, please stop. Now, I've heard that in my life, but I've never seen a sign about that involving another Freddie when it came to Freddie Freeman. Yankees win that game 4. They're not going to be swept. Not a soul was talking about that on the same lines as what happened involving Mookie Betts in that game. Down the right field line, making a play on the foul ball, and two fans decided, hey, You can't do that. I don't care if you're coming into our place, you're a baseball player. One guy grabbed the ball out of his glove. Another guy grabbed his wrist. They automatically said that was an automatic out. And from that point on, Harry Douglas, those guys became major, major celebrities involving Yankee fans. One woman who shall remain nameless, Anna from Connecticut, said it was heroic what they did. Hey, Anna, stop it. Was it foolhardy? Yes. Was it entertaining? Absolutely. Are there a bunch of yahoos? No question. But Harry Douglas, I know what heroes and heroines look like. Those two yahoos are not heroes in this situation.
Can I say this, though, Freddie? It definitely gave me the laugh that I needed last night.
Right.
No lie.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got Torres up the bat. You know, he fouls it off and you're looking at Mookie Betts go track the ball down, and you're saying to yourself, oh, man, he's probably going to get this out.
Right.
Freddie, one of the guys, when he bent his head down, had about five chins underneath his neck.
Wow.
The whole nine. But it was just how determined both guys were to let it not happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I'm not going to lie. Like, what they did was Bush League, but I love the passion. Like, I love the passion, and you can understand those fans basically saying, we haven't been here since 2009.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to get number 28. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure Mr. Mookie, give me them bets. Give me that ball. Give me that glove. Not in our house.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was so hilarious to me, Freddie. I laughed for about 10 or 15 minutes.
Right.
Because how determined the two guys were, especially the one that had five chins.
Well, back to name calling again.
I'm sorry.
Back to shaming somebody's body.
Well, the truth shall set you free.
Well, apparently your truth is not setting him free to the gym. Based on what you said. Now I'm involved in it now, as far as that goes. Mookie Betts, you lost, and you almost lost your wrist. How do you feel about what happened last night at Game 4, brother?
It's irrelevant. We lost. It didn't matter.
Mookie, just how is that man feeling? Because it kind of looked like, from our perspective, that your wrist kind of went a little bit backwards.
No, I didn't even know he grabbed my hand, so no, it's perfectly fine.
Is that about as aggressive as you've seen fans in all your time in the game?
When it comes to the person in play, it doesn't matter. We lost. It's irrelevant. I'm fine. He's fine. Everything's cool. We lost the game, and that's what I'm kind of focused on. You got to turn the page and get ready for tomorrow.
Let him back in tonight.
Well,
I want to see him in the stadium tonight.
Well, you can have what and think whatever you want, but the two yahoos that shall remain nameless, Austin Capobianco and John Peter, they were initially allowed by the New York Yankees because Capobianco's a season ticket holder. So the Yankees said, hey, if you want to be back in Game 5, we're going to allow you in. Major League Baseball pulled the old Dikembe Mutombo. Oh, no. They are not going to be allowed in Game 5 tonight when these two get together. Here's my deal. If you want to allow to have a baseball game, if the Yankees win Game 5, make sure that those two guys, Austin Capobianco and John Peter, get tickets to Game 6 and send them to Dodger Stadium and put them with those other bleacher creatures out there and post their faces all over the ballpark. Let's see how tough those yahoos are then when they're going to be in that part of the No, don't play the wine and cheese fans. Put them in the stands where you know those guys.
Them diehards.
Where those men and women spent their last dollar to find a way to get to a Dodgers World Series game. And let's see how much, as they said, you know, as Capobianco said, and I quote, we always joke about the ball in our area. We're not going to go out of our way to attack. If it's in our area, we're going to D up, end quote. Hey, your D's going to be on the line if you decide if they send you to Los Angeles. We'll see what kind of D up that you're going to have if the Yankees win Game 5. I would personally pay for their tickets and put them in that section where the Dodgers fans are to see exactly how strong their D is, like it was last night.
Okay, pause. I would say this.
They said it, not me.
I would say this.
Hey, yo!
Send them in the section with the fans that we know that's going to knuck if you buck.
Exactly.
And see what type of night they have.
Cypress Hill would reunite for this. Carlos Santana would show up for this.
Maria.
Los Lobos would be out there singing La Bamba for this. So please, Yankees, let me get what I want. Win Game 5 tonight, make it a series, make it a nervous building, and then we'll take up a Venmo account for Austin Capobianco and John Peter so we can have their two tickets and you get to sit with the real bros and sisters when it comes to Dodger Stadium if we get a game.
Now, Freddie, I know I'm laughing and I'm chuckling right now, and it was so funny to me last night. I laughed for 10 or 15 minutes, literally.
Right.
But, you know, those guys got to understand they can't do that, right? You know what I mean? It's player safety that's involved, the whole nine. Sure. I can understand you trying to reach over and catch a foul ball, but to grab the glove and not hold, not let go of the glove, grab the ball and the whole nine and and have that little just angry face. Ah, how dare you catch this fly ball?
Those two look like they're trying to grab the last shrimp at the buffet.
I know.
That's what they look
like. Well, especially that one on the left.
Oh, they're back to that again. No matter what. Are the Yankees alive in this series? Was just as a stay of execution, or are we going to get a game six? Because if we do, that's going to be a very nervous building in Chavez Ravine on Friday if we get that.
Well, I can't sit up here and say they are not alive because we do have a game five, right? That was the goal last night. Yeah. You can't get two unless you get one. But Freddie, I'll be honest with you. I kind of got nervous for them. Originally, it started with the Freddie Freeman home run. Mm-hmm. And by the way, let me also say this. Freddie Freeman, we miss you in Atlanta. You're doing a great job. But don't think you're not going to get drug tested anytime soon.
What'd he do to you?
He gonna get drug.
Why?
When you hit four home runs in four World Series game, the damn drug test is coming.
Stop.
So, Freddie, get ready. That little cup. Going to hell in your business, get back to the drug test man. We call him the P-man when I play football. Get that thing back to the P-man and go on about your business. Now, I know you're not taking drugs, but Freddie, you got to be drug tested. This has been amazing. Secondly,
I wonder if you would feel that way if the Braves were in the World Series and he was doing it for the Braves against the Yankees.
Of course not.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same page here.
Of course not.
I just want to make sure.
But I simply love the simple fact that Anthony Volpe, right, a guy Absolutely. Back in 2009, the last time the Yankees were able to win a World Series, was at the parade as a young kid.
Yep.
And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's very important to speak things into existence. Yes, have a vision. Where there's no vision, the people will perish. Read your word, get into it, because it's good stuff in a good book. And for Anthony Volpe to visualize these things, for it to come to fruition for him, but then post-game-wise, to be able to sit up there with the captain, Derek Jeter, and get a picture with him.
Amen. Yeah.
Man, everything came back full circle with him, but it wasn't just his hitting, in my opinion, because he did a phenomenal job doing that. It was also his base running.
Yeah.
You know, understanding, you know what, I can go get this double. I can go steal third. Those things really came in handy, in my opinion, for the New York Yankees last night. Yeah. But I did get nervous in the fifth inning when Smith hit a home run for the Dodgers, and then Freddie Freeman had that fielder's choice ground out where Tommy Edman scored and became 5-4. Then in the bottom of the fifth, you had runners on first and second for the Yankees with no outs.
Mm-hmm.
And three batters in a row, Stanton struck out, Rizzo flied out, Volpe flied out. I said, uh-oh. This might be the downfall of the night, but the Yankees had a bigger plan. Wells came in the sixth inning, hit a home run, and they took off from there.
Yeah, they became only the fourth team in Major League Baseball history to be down 3-0 in the World Series and force a Game 5. The only other three, Cincinnati Reds in 1970, New York Giants in 1937, and the Chicago Cubs in 1910. So they are still staying alive, but will they continue to stay alive? Find out later on tonight, the World Series on ESPN Radio. All the action of Game 5, every pitch, every last at-bat, and could it be the final game of the season? You will find out tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Colts benching former first-round pick Anthony Richardson and turning to veteran Joe Flacco.
The reaction I got from people was like, of course they're benching him. Like, it wasn't even an option.
And Joe Flacco being the guy you learn from, I think that's not a bad thing.
He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman on Wednesday Groove-a-thon, known as Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance. Appreciate you joining us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn, and always tell that smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. So when we woke up this morning, all of us, we pretty much knew that Joe Flacco was going to be the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts against the Minnesota Vikings this weekend. By noon Eastern time, that changed.
Joe will be our quarterback going forward. Tough decision, but one I felt was in the best interest of our football team. I feel that Joe gives us the best chance to win right now. With that being said, not giving up on Anthony by any means. Really not. He's a young player with a ton of talent, you know, and he'll use this time to continue to develop and grow as a professional. I think he just needs to keep developing and growing as a professional. And obviously just every little thing, you know, all the little things, details, all those little things. We go through that. I mean, he's a young player. I think he's the second youngest, you know, player in the league at the position, and just keep developing.
Anthony Richardson, how do you feel about that?
Of course, everybody knows the news. You know, I'm not starting, you know, this upcoming week. You know, of course, it hurts. As a competitor, you know, definitely don't want to be told that, you know, you're not the guy anymore, you know, for the upcoming week. But, you know, it's all good. I'm using this moment as an opportunity to grow and just learn from my mistakes. Regarding that play, you know I can't do that as a leader, you know, especially as a quarterback of this team. And especially just as a football player in general, you know, I can't necessarily just bring myself out of the game like that, especially in key moments like that. But, you know, you live and you learn. You just got to, you know, grow from it.
Anthony, how did you roll the decision?
I'm not necessarily sure. You know, they just let me know the information. I just took it around with it.
How did they let you know the news?
Shane called me in his office and he just told me.
I would say this. I do, number one, like the way he sounds. He's taking accountability for what transpired in that football game. He understands now that you cannot be the quarterback of this franchise, the leader, the face, and tap out at any moment.
Right.
That just doesn't happen from that position.
Sure.
And you had a lot of players, right, former guys and also current guys who was displeased with what they seen from Anthony Richardson, because it's not supposed to work like that. Because if there's one person that's supposed to be left standing on any organization, it's supposed to be the guy that makes the most money, the guy that's drafted the highest. That's the quarterback position. I would also say this, when it comes to the Colts as a football team, I also don't think this is just because Anthony Richardson tapped out. I feel like Shane Steichen is making this move because they feel like they have a chance to make the playoffs. And a lot of people may say, well, what are they really playing for if they do make the playoffs? It's not about that, in my opinion, because when you look at Shane Steichen being a second-year head coach, and it came down to the last game of the year last year, if they won the division or not, they could have made the playoffs. Well, a second-year head coach is not going to say, you know what, even if we make the playoffs, we're not going to go anywhere. Hell no. They want to go make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They got bonuses involved. Yeah. Also, they have personal pride amongst themselves, and they want to do great in that capacity. And when you look at the standings right now, playoff-wise, even though, Freddie, we're far from that point right now,
sure.
The seventh seed right now is the Los Angeles Chargers at 4-3. The eighth seed right now, playoff-wise, if it was to end today, mm-hmm. is the Indianapolis Colts at number 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the games that they have coming up. They have the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday Night Football,
right.
The Buffalo Bills, the Jets, the Detroit Lions. Three of those four games are tough ones, right? And I think when you look at Joe Flacco as the veteran quarterback, the guy that gives you the best chance to win, the guy that proved last year that he can come off the couch from dipping and go right into the Cleveland Browns organization and help lead them to a playoffs, 2-1 as a starter so far this year. And if the defense could have held up, they'll be 3-0 before they gave that last second field goal to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Shane Steichen, you're making this move that's in the best interest
right.
of your team.
Okay.
And not just looking at Anthony Richardson as an individual.
Well, I still wonder with this move how much they're helping or harming Anthony Richardson, and the answer is Shane Steichen. Because going forward, how are you going to make sure this guy develops? Because you drafted him the fourth pick in the draft.
True.
With the lack of playing time that he had at the University of Florida, you drafted him like people normally draft people, on potential, what you hope their ceiling is going to be, and you hope they're nowhere near the floor of what it could be. So going forward, as much as we can say Anthony Richardson, you have to learn from this. There's no doubt about that. I'm hoping that's going to be the case. But now if you're Shane Steichen in that Colts organization, what are you going to do to make sure this does not harm him, that this is only going to help him going forward as a potential leader, and more importantly, as a quarterback that you're going to need in a division that features C.J. Stroud, Houston Texans, for the next 10 to 12 years? Because that guy's still going to be an elite quarterback no matter what kind of leaky offensive line that he has in front of him at that point right now, wide receivers getting injured. From this point forward, Shane Steichen, I'm not going to say that this is a wrong decision. You can't have your leader, your team, not only tapping out, but then being too honest for his own good. It's like what we said yesterday, just like from the old Seinfeld episode, hey, Anthony Richardson, it's not a lie if you believe it. If you told a lie and said, hey, coach, I need a break a little bit, my hamstring is hurting a little bit, maybe need a timeout, going to the blue tent, whatever you got to take. It's not a lie, Anthony Richardson, if you believe it. But from this point on, Shane Steichen, the Colts organization, what are you going to do to make sure that you develop him properly as a quarterback that you're going to need? If you don't believe in him, this is really, really soon to all of a sudden give up on Anthony Richardson.
But see, I don't believe that's the case.
Neither
because of the type of quarterbacks that Shane Steichen has a history with coaching.
Absolutely.
Right? But I do believe, though, for Anthony Richardson, maybe he just needs more time, Freddie. And I get
absolutely.
It. He didn't play that much,
sure.
You know, while he was at the University of Florida. Maybe things are – it might be a little too – I won't say it's too much, but maybe mm-hmm. there are little ins and outs of the game,
right.
But also being at the quarterback position that he needs to still learn.
Yep.
And maybe sometimes sitting on the outside looking in, maybe that's the best way.
All what you said is 100. Here's the other part of that 100. Hey, Shane Steichen and the Colts, make sure you develop him.
Got to make sure you don't lose him too now, mentally.
Right. I don't think they're going to lose him mentally, but they could lose him physically. If they've already decided, man, going forward, Joe Flacco is going to be our quarterback, and he's going to be the starting quarterback going forward. They're hoping that Anthony Richardson learns from this. But the big part of that learning development is, what is the coaching staff going to do to make him a better quarterback? It can't just be, hey, Anthony, learn from this. You're a coaching staff and an organization. You got to make sure that the learning process is going to be accelerated and it's going to be better. And if it's not going to be better, then boy, oh boy, that was a bust in terms of making that decision to choose the fourth pick in the draft without all that playing time that he had in college, no matter kind of potential that he had. Going forward, the answer to that question, are they helping or harming him, will depend on exactly what kind of development happens. And not just from Anthony Richardson, it's got to be the coaching staff and the organization as well. They give him all the help that he's going to need, losing his starting spot for this season. He's Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together in the Wednesday Groove-a-thon known as Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance and ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And what is it like for Army football to be, A, top 25 in the country, B, their first year in the conference in a long time, and C, doing it their way, the old school way? We'll have had that for you after Harry has this for you, courtesy of Depend.
Sports fans, listen up. 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening, because health is a long game, and it's also yours to win. Now, here's the cool part of it all. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 40 cents for every purchase of Shields, Guards, and Real Fit products. Void in Mississippi. Learn more at Depend.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds lower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
In the world of football, one name stands above the rest. Nick Saban, a legend known for building dynasties on the gridiron. And in the world of interior paint, Bear Dynasty is a legend in its own right. It's the best of Bear, with everything you want in a paint, all in one can. And it's available exclusively at the Home Depot. Just like Nick Saban's powerhouse defense, Bear Dynasty defends your walls with unmatched stain repellency and scuff resistance. And with one coat coverage, you'll be able to complete your painting project and bask in your team's colors before kickoff. Defend your walls and your game time with Bear Dynasty interior paint at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Bear Dynasty and Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Color Collection.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7 foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fade away jumper from the left wing hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
One thing to be ranked in the top 25, but when you're Army football and you're number 21 in the country, that takes on added significance, especially if you are a military person and you love military football. Freddie Coleman here in the Wednesday Groove-a-thon, known as Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance on Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as tune in. Don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. And the architect of Army's successful season so far as an undefeated team is their head coach, Jeff Monken. Always great to have him, catch up with him as he gets ready for Air Force this Saturday, noon Eastern time on CBS. And, Coach, I've been connected with Army Athletics for more than a minute. I know what a winning season can feel like on the post at West Point. You're number 21 in the country. What has that been like having this kind of team, and what is that feeling like on the post at West Point?
Oh, I'm proud of our team. We're
happy to be able to represent this great institution with a winning football team. And really, it's just been a battle from week to week to put what's been done behind us and move on to the next one. Being the first year in this league, we knew it was going to be a challenge. There's some great teams and coaches and talented players, and it has been a challenge. But our guys have played well, and fortunately, we've come out on top so far this year. So I hope it'll continue.
What has that been like? Because Army had not been in a conference since Conference USA in the late 90s. Now you're in the American Athletic Conference, and you're at the top at 6-0. What has that transition been like outside of the winning games and the winning numbers and being undefeated? What has that been like for Army football being back in the conference, according to you?
A lot of the teams that we're going to face in the league and some that we've already played this year, we've had a history with. We've played them in the past, even in my tenure here. And so I think it's what it's going to do is create some new rivalries mm-hmm. for us as a program. But it really is it's different. It's different being in a league and kind of watching those conference standings and realizing that year in and year out we're going to have these opponents that will show up again on our schedule. For a long time, as you said, we've been an independent team, and frankly, I was really in favor of us being an independent football team, mm-hmm. playing teams from all over the country, different conferences. And really an opportunity for us to expose our program to the entire college football world and the nation. But with the expanded playoff and the opportunity for the highest-ranked Group of Five conference champion to get into the playoff, if you're not part of a conference, they're really you're not relevant sure. in terms of the playoff conversation. I think it was really important for us, particularly having our academy rivals in conferences, they would have a pathway to the playoff. Mm-hmm. It was important for us to have a pathway to the playoff. So fortunately, the American Athletic Conference extended an invitation to us, and that was really just a great effort by our superintendent, Lieutenant General Steve Gillen, our AD Mike Buddy, and their ability to be able to sell our school to the American Athletic Conference. And I think just the value of having an institution like this as part of that league, it was a good marriage. So we're very fortunate. We're happy to be in the league. As I said, it's a challenge we're every week just fighting to be our best so we can play with the great teams and the great players and coaches in the league.
Well, based on the fact that Army's undefeated atop the American Athletic Conference, they may be sorry. They extended our invitation to Jeff Monk, the head coach of Army, number 21 in the country, about to play Air Force this week. Joining me, Freddie Coleman of Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. How much of that has really helped you with recruiting? Because I've studied your teams for more than a minute since you got to Army. This is the fastest team on both sides of the football that I've seen from your team. How much of being in the American Athletic Conference has helped Army when it comes to recruiting?
Oh, that is probably yet to be seen.
Okay.
I really feel like our coaching staff has done a great job recruiting and building our roster and our players. When we have young men come on campus as prospects and they're able to be exposed to our team and be around our players, they do a great job. So I love our team. I don't know that it's going to change drastically. I think there's a pool of prospects that ultimately get into the academy recruiting, mm-hmm. and it's the other two academies as well as us. It's remarkable how many players or prospects we all recruit. All of us are kind of get in that same pool of guys, and social media makes it a lot easier because when a prospect has an offer from a school, typically they're putting it out there on social media. So we do our homework, they do their homework, and we end up on a lot of the same guys. So it really becomes a battle between the three of us oftentimes. But there's the right guys that are out there, and we try to identify them and then recruit them and ultimately get them to commit to West Point. And so hopefully we'll continue to get really good people, good leaders, and good enough football players that we can develop them into to being guys that can help us win.
did you ever think in a million years that you would say, boy, social media is helping Army football?
Well, it helps us sometimes. It probably hurts us sometimes. There was a day back when I first started coaching, and for most of my career, where there wasn't any social media, that you could go find a guy that maybe nobody knew about, or just work really hard and turn over a lot of rocks and find prospects that nobody else was recruiting or the other academies may not be in on, and be able to sign that guy, and they're scratching their head wondering, well, where'd that guy come from? And those days are over. I mean, that you can work really hard and find a prospect, and all that means is you're going to be in a battle with a couple other schools to get him to sign. So social media has changed this world. I mean, it's changed college football, but it's changed the world. So it's just part of the business. And we find a lot of prospects on social media, and it's an opportunity to be able to look at film and find guys. And so, you know, there's advantages and some disadvantages, I guess.
Yeah. The great stuff by Jeff Monken, the coach of number 21 Army, about to play Air Force this Saturday, noon Eastern time on CBS with Freddie Coleman on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. One of those players is Bryson Daly. I had a chance to a buddy of mine who's an assistant coach of one of the teams that you play. And he said, that's a grown you-know-what man. And he was 60 minutes of hell trying to deal with that guy. How would you describe your outstanding quarterback that is the leader of Army football?
I don't know. I don't know how you describe that guy. He just, man, he's everything we want in a quarterback. He's a great leader. He's tough, physical. He's a coach's kid. He's been around football his whole life. He loves the game. He's a great student of the game. Very humble, coachable, takes coaching, takes criticism. Doesn't let the success or a good play or a good game kind of change who he is. He's
right.
Always looking for a way to get better, and more than anything, just looking for a way to help our team be the best it can be. He's just a great kid.
Not too many people can have a cousin in the NFL like you do when it comes to Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens. It's been some kind of year for the Monken family, what he's done with the Ravens and what you've done with Army football. How much do you guys get a chance to talk, even though you guys are very busy with your teams?
Not very often during the season. Text messages, every once in a while, a phone call. But it's hard, as you said, and he's doing a great job. Todd Monken is a tremendous football coach, and doing a great job with that organization, with that offense, with the Ravens. He's got a terrific quarterback, but his success over the course of his career. I mean, what he did at Georgia with the teams there. He took over an 0-13 team at Southern Miss, and 3 years later, he was playing for the conference championship when he was there, and then went back into the NFL and has had great success. So he's a terrific coach, Hopefully one of these teams here is going to hire him as a head coach. He deserves it. He's earned it, and he would do a great job.
Well, if he does a great job like his cousin Jeff Monken, the head coach of number 20 Army, then Todd Monken is going to be in good hands no matter who selects him. Army this week playing against Air Force noon Eastern time on CBS. Hey, Coach Monken, always great to talk to you and catch up with you, my friend. Good luck not just this Saturday, but the rest of the season. Take care and be well.
Thanks so much. Beat Navy.
Of course, it's always about beat Navy, no matter who they're playing when it comes to Army head coach Jeff Monken, undefeated at the top of the American Athletic Conference. He is here on Freddie and Harry. Thanks to Big Monster Energy. Ready to take it to the next level? Unleash the beast this college tailgate season with Monster Energy. Tear into account of the meanest energy drink on the planet. Monster Energy. Unleash the beast. It's Freddie Coleman, Harry Douglas together on Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance. It's time for us to hear from you and be heard on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. The Yankees won Game 4. Are they alive in this series? What about those two fans that almost took the arm off of Mookie Betts to the Dodgers? And are the Colts helping or harming Anthony Richardson, the quarterback, by benching him, not just for this weekend? It's time for you to speak on all of that.
You heard from us.
I love talking.
Now it's your turn to weigh in.
Hello, you're on the air.
1-888-SAY-ESPN.
Hello?
1-888-729-3776.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/ESPN pod and use code ESPNPOD for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNPOD and use code ESPNPOD at checkout.
This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
It's the Wednesday Crew-a-thon known as Freddie and Harry. You got Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman on SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in and always tell that smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. You know what's good for your soul? You having a chance to speak about your soul. It could be anything involving the Yankees forcing a Game 5, those fans almost taking an arm off of Mookie Betts of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the Colts benching Anthony Richardson in favor of Joe Flacco, and not just for this week, against the Minnesota Vikings.
You heard from us.
I love talking.
Now it's your turn to weigh in.
Hello, you're on the air.
1-888-SAY-ESPN.
Hello? Hello?
1-888-729-3776.
So you have your marching orders. What are you going to do about it? David in Ohio. David, what you got to say here on Freddie and Harry?
Yeah, Freddie and Harry, thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I got a punishment for the two fans that tried to take the ball away from Mookie Betts on that foul ball.
Mm-hmm.
The punishment should be they have to go to a darkness retreat with Aaron Rodgers and listen to Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend, and they should just listen to it on repeat.
Oh. That is punishment.
Yeah, that hurts me. I don't mind Simon Garfunkel, but I don't want to listen to that all day.
Send him to the hole.
Wow. Mm-mm. That now I feel dirty after hearing that from David in Ohio. Now I feel dirty hearing that. Man, I don't know about wishing things. And they, wow, that would hurt me maybe more than it would
hurt those two. I don't want to do anything with Aaron Rodgers right now.
And darkness too, and him and Simon Garfunkel. Hello, darkness. No.
Crumb Snatcher in Virginia, great name. What you got for us, my friend?
Freddie and Harry.
Mm-hmm.
First time caller.
Right.
Long time listener.
Loving that.
Hey, I'll have two questions for me, two answers for you right quick. The number one sports sound in sports is the Talladega 500 when them cars coming by each other inches.
I love
that's
that.
The number one sports thing.
Mm, I love that.
So
well,
I want to get back to this. I was listening to you guys one day, and man, I was in the dumps. I was in the bottom of the car, and man, I was just crying, snot coming out my nose, and all this and all that. And you guys started talking about something I can't exactly say what it is. Freddie, you were saying something, I think, about the Cowboys. I'm a diehard Cowboy, too, and they suck. Yes, yes, yes. And Harry, you got an old soul. Thank you, are a young man, but I couldn't wait to tell you, you have an old soul talking about your grandma. I love both of you guys to death. And people can say the best show on the radio. Y'all take it from Crumb Snatcher. This is the best show on radio.
Wow. Thank you, Crumb Snatcher. That means
a lot. From
the
bottom of our hearts, man. Seriously, man.
We love you, too.
Yeah, much love back. And anything we can do to make your day better, man, you made our day. You made our week. You made our year. So we really... we can't thank you enough for those kind words, man.
He just made me smile ear to ear, for real, Freddie. You can see me, so you see it.
Yeah, and you're always smiling anyway.
I know.
You have more of a Cheshire Cat smile like I do after hearing that from Crumb Snatch in Virginia.
Because it's like it's the appreciation, man, that our callers and listeners have for us, but we have for them as well. Like,
absolutely.
I don't know if they know that how much they really mean to us. They know it, but it's – to the 10th power, honestly. Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Yeah, we stand on your shoulders. There's no show like this without you ladies and gentlemen out there giving us, it could be 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 5 hours, whatever that is. We appreciate any time that you want to give us. We always, always stand on your shoulders. Let's go to the enchantment state known as New Mexico. That's the home of Larry. Larry, what you got for us on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio?
First off, I've never listened to a radio show before, to you guys, and I'm getting Social Security now, so... been around. I agree with Crumb Snatcher on that.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Second thing, I grew up in Indiana, and I'm not familiar with hearing things like IU's beat Nebraska. That's just alien to me. but what I wanted to call about is I got something for Richardson. You put him on the 50-yard line on the horseshoe. You get Tony Dungy. You get Blue, and you know how the rest of it goes.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
He can benefit from not only coaching, but being coachable.
That's right. And look, I think he has a bright future, right? But,
I hope
you know,
so.
Sometimes people have to take a different path to be able to get to the bright side of their careers.
Yeah.
You look at so many NFL greats or professional athletes who've done great things,
mm-hmm.
where things didn't start off fast, right?
Sure.
And they had to go through a few things first to be able to get to the end of the tunnel to see the light. And to be able to have extreme success.
Yeah, that's spot on by you. And sometimes it's okay not to rush things along. Don't rush the future. Let tomorrow happen when tomorrow's supposed to happen. And I wonder how much of that could have been the case. Anthony Richardson. We saw that with Zach Wilson with the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's okay to have somebody there as a stopgap, like the Patriots are doing with Drake May, and let them take their time to, you know, to actually ready and not hope they're going to be ready when it's right in front of them early on. Maybe that could be the case with Anthony Richardson of the Indianapolis Colts. One of our favorites is Andre in Massachusetts. Dre Day, what you got on this Wednesday?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. There's been a lot of love on the show this afternoon, and it's great to see. But let me tell you something. Those who we love, we chastise and discipline. And that's the rod that Anthony Richardson is up under right now. How many times was professionalism said in the press conference? That's the word to the wise from him. He has all of the athletic ability, but he's got to get himself in a disciplined and focused mindset and get with the professional movement, or we know how it goes for the top draft picks in the NFL. It stands for not for long. That's the concluding point. Don't end up like Josh Rosen, which you could, up out of there. Take a page from Kyler Murray. Correct your practices so you can get back there on the field. Thanks.
Yeah, professionalism is the name of the game, right? Especially when you're a young player and you're coming in.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you have to do is to be able to grasp the locker room and make those guys also believe in you. And if they're mm-hmm. seeing that you're not doing things that you're supposed to be doing to, number one, have individual success and also team success, then guys are going to feel some type of way. But you got to be the ultimate professional. Learn from guys that's in the locker room that's older than you, that's been there and done it as well.
Because we're both believers in the good word and the good book. I'm going to paraphrase, spare the rod, spoil the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Anthony Richardson, if you're Bryce Young, Carolina, I mentioned Zach Wilson, later the New York Jets, spare the rod, spoil the quarterback.
Don't you bring back my childhood. Got me over here shaking now.
What, yesterday?
You know I'm doing this because I love you, right?
They always would say that.
You know I'm doing this because I love you.
Yeah, and I would say, well, can you lighten up?
Do you?
Yeah. Can you lighten up in the love a little bit, Mom and Dad?
This hurts.
Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together on Freddie and Harry. The disappointment word when it comes to the Cowboys, the Jets,
and this team will unlock that mystery next.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry podcast.